Chapter 8 My Little Hut. When I had reached the age of 60 and the dew of life had disappeared, I built a hut to be my final refuge. Like a woodsman building a boorish shelter, or an old silkworm spinning his last cocoon. My new hut is not even a hundredth the size of my last. As I get older, my abode gets smaller. This one's unique. It's a hojo, a hut measuring just 3 meters to a side, no more than 2 meters tall. I built it on a random plot, staking no claim to the land. I thatched it simply, clamping the joints together with metal hasps. Building in this way makes transport easy, should I ever wish to move. Rebuilding won't be difficult either. The whole thing can fit into 2 carts, and the only cost will be the carter's fee. I hide myself away, deep in the hills of Hino. Along the south wall of my hut, I erected a temporary awning and laid out a bamboo duckboard. To the west, I built a ritual cabinet. Along the eastern wall, I've enshrined an image of Amida. When bathed in evening light, a warm glow emanates from Amida's forehead. On the doors of his tabernacle, there are images of the bodhisattvas Fugen and Fudo. On the north side of my hut, upon a shelf above the sliding doors, I've placed 3 or 4 black leather-lined baskets. Inside, I keep my poetry and music, along with various writings, like Genshin's Essentials of Rebirth in the Pure Land. Next to that is a lute and a Japanese zither. They're known as the jointed lute and folding zither. In the east, I've laid out some dried bracken for a bed. Along that wall opens a window where I've placed an attached writing desk. Near my pillow is a brazier where I burn brushwood. North of the hut is a little plot surrounded by a low hedge. That's where I grow medicinal herbs. Such is my temporary abode in this world. Outside to the south, a pipe draws water into a basin made of stones. The woods nearby provide firewood in abundance. The hills are called Toyama. Thick jasmine conceals my every trace. The valley below is overgrown, but I have a clear view to the west, the direction I face when praying. In the spring, I see wisteria flowers bloom like purple clouds in the west. In summer, the chattering cuckoos guide me toward the mountain pass of death. In the autumn, the cries of cicadas at dusk fill my ears, lamenting this empty husk of a world. In winter, snow covers the earth. It accumulates, then melts away, like sin and its redemption. When I'm in no mood for reciting or reading sutras, I rest. I can be lazy if I want. There's no one here to stop me, no friends to pass judgment. Although I took no vow of silence, being alone means there's nothing to say. It's not hard to keep the holy precepts. There's little chance of breaking them. In the mornings, when my heart is full of that feeling, like the white-crested wake that rises astern, I gaze out upon the boats that ply the river near Okanoya and write in the manner of Manshami. In the evening, when the wind blows hard, making the leaves of the Judas trees dance, I think of the Shunyang River and pretend that I'm Minamoto no Tsunenobu. When I'm in the mood, I play the song of autumn breezes to the wind in the pines, or flowing water to the babble of the stream. Although I'm not skilled, I play not to please the ears of another. I play and sing on my own to give sustenance to my heart alone.